Shalom and good morning. Bless the Lord. This is Billy Brim. And just as a way of informing you about noon prayer today, I will be out at Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks. And so then you know that we cannot give you an exact time as to when we will be praying. The very best way is for you to go to our website, billybrim.org. And there you can watch. But also, if you cannot watch, maybe you're working or whatever else, there's a way you can listen only. So that's the best thing to do. I don't know what time to tell you to get on a call. Bless the Lord. Brother Max, are you with us this morning? Brother Max, are you there? Hallelujah. Queen is in Jordan, so she's not there to make sure. Brother Max, are you there on the call? Don, can you find out if Max is there? Bless the Lord. In the meantime, I want to thank every one of you for being with us and every one of you for being with us each morning at 8 o'clock when we have been using our authority, our God-given authority, over the upcoming elections. And as you know, this prayer call is our last Wednesday call, though we will be meeting every morning at 8 o'clock through the election. And next prayer call, which is our Wednesday prayer call, will be one day after the elections. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Brother Don, can you send me a text if you're working to get Max on the line? Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, I trust I'm on the line. Maybe someone can text me about that. Hallelujah. We'll get all this worked out. Praise the Lord. Glory to be to God. Satan, we just bind you in Jesus' name. You will not be able to stop our prayer call. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we use the blood of Jesus, and we draw a bloodline around this call. Glory be to God. All right, so I'm hearing that you're hearing me. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lynn. Thank you, Shelley. And wonder if I could get a word from Don about contacting Max. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Brother Max, are you on the line? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. All right. Praise the Lord. Glory be to God. We don't have Quinn. He's not on the line. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we ask you just to jolt Brother Max and get him on this line with us. Praise the Lord. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Well, in the meantime, let us go to the Father with our prayer of let's ask him for the prayer of authority. Bless the Lord, to give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. As you know, that means you go to your Bible and you get Ephesians chapter 1. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Ephesians chapter 1, and we begin with verse 17. And I'm going to use my translation of the Bible. As you well know, you just use whatever yours is. The Lord will hear us. O God of our Lord Jesus Christ, Father of glory, give unto us the spirit of wisdom and of revelation in the knowledge of him. Let the eyes of our understanding be enlightened, that we might know what is the hope of your calling, the riches of the glory of your inheritance in the saints, the exceeding greatness of your dunamis power toward us who believe, which is according to the working of your mighty power which you wrought in Christ, when you raised him from the dead and set him at your own right hand in the heavenlies, far above all principality, power, might, dominion, every name that's named, not only in this age, but also in that which is to come. You put all things under his feet, Father, and you gave him head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him, which filleth all in all. And we who were dead in our trespasses and sins, now we go to chapter 2, verse 4, but God, you, O you, who are rich in mercy and great because of your great love wherewith you loved us, even when we were dead in our trespasses, you quickened us together with Christ. By grace we've been saved. You raised us up together with him and seated us together with him in the heavenlies in Christ Jesus. Father, we're so thankful that when you quickened the head, you quickened the body. When you raised the head, you raised the body. When you seated the head, you seated the body. Hallelujah, at the right hand of the Father. And so from the right hand of the Father, we as a united company, as a united company in the army of the Lord, we say to you, Satan, we bind you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We plead the blood of Jesus over our elections. We plead the blood of Jesus over every ballot box. We plead the blood of Jesus over every machine. We plead the blood of Jesus in the name of Jesus over every eligible and true and right voter. And we plead the blood of Jesus over those running for office. And we will bind you. We bind you in our precincts. We bind you in our realm. It is written, whatever you bind on earth is bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth is loosed in heaven. We bind you and we loose holy angels in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We will have fair and honest elections. And we will have men and women in office who will work with the Most High God. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Brother Max, are you on the line?
Yes, I'm on the line. Sorry about that.
Oh, praise the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We just can't do without you on this call, Brother Max. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. You know, we have gone every morning at 8 o'clock, and we've been using our authority, and we're going to do that. I want to tell you that tomorrow morning, we worked on the Senate on Tuesday, and tomorrow morning we're going to be working on the House to get the House. Bless the Lord. But this morning, I just mostly want to go to the Most High God and praise him and go to him concerning our elections. As you know from history, the winter of 1777 and 1778 during the American Revolution were the darkest of days. The British had captured Philadelphia, and were in snug quarters, but George Washington's battered army, meanwhile, limped to a bleak hillside in Pennsylvania and set about making winter camp. The name of the place was Valley Forge. The coming week saw unimaginable suffering. The Americans lived in crude log huts and did little to keep out rain or snow. The army was dressed in rags. Some soldiers had no shoes, except strips they had cut from their precious blankets to wrap around their feet. At night, they lay on the frozen ground or stayed up until morning, crowding around fires to keep them from freezing. At one point, Washington wrote, "We have this day no less than 2,873 men in camp unfit for duty because they are barefooted and otherwise naked." The Americans had arrived at Valley Forge with 12,000 men. By the time the snows melted, the winter snows, only 8,000 remained. 4,000 did not survive. But it was a tougher army that marched away from Valley Forge, an army ready to fight. Now, I want to draw your attention to this. And I'm reading to you from the American Patriots Almanac by William J. Bennett. During the long winter of 1777-78, when the Patriot Army camped at Valley Forge, George Washington shared the hardships suffered by his men. He spent much of his time rounding up food, begging the Continental Congress for supplies, and bolstering the troops' spirits. His presence kept the army from disintegrating. Tradition holds that one cold day, Isaac Potts, a Quaker farmer, who lived near Valley Forge, was walking through the woods when he heard a low, solemn voice. Stealing quietly in its direction, he found a riderless horse tied to a sapling. The farmer crept nearer and through the trees saw a lone man on his knees in the snow. It was General Washington. Tears marked his face as he bowed his head and asked God to look after his men. At home that evening, the farmer told his wife of the encounter. Quote, "All will be well, Martha," he said. "If there is anyone the Lord will listen to, it is this brave man. I have seen General Washington on his knees. Our independence is certain." My fellow prayers, as a man, let us all go to our knees and humble ourselves before the same God that George Washington, General George Washington, prayed to. And let us with one voice pray for the same republic, the same nation, the same people. Covenant people. Covenant nation. Holy Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you humbly. We thank you for every blessing. Thank you for General Washington bowing his knees. Thank you for his becoming our first president. Thank you for our fathers, our forefathers, inaugurating the three branches of government based upon your holy word. Thank you for blessing us ever since. And we do ask you to forgive us. To forgive us, Lord, for the sins of our nation. Sins in turning from Israel. Sins in turning from you. Sins in murdering innocent babies and children. Sins of injustices. But, oh God, I know that repentance means you make a turn, you turn around. We cannot turn around with this leadership, Lord. We cannot turn around with this administration. We cannot turn around. We cannot truly repent, and we want to repent. We want to make a turn that will allow us to have an outpouring of your Spirit and a great awakening of God. So please give us leaders who would be conducive to such a turnaround, Holy Father. Please give us leaders who would bless Israel. Please give us leaders who would deny and undo evil made into law. We ask you for this, Father, in the name that is above every name, our precious Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Sancionumakito. Father, take our tongues and use them for your purpose. You said during our autumn assembly that you like to speak directly to us. We love to hear from you when you speak directly to us. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord. Kavitanjonyo no kwa. Mastondo da go braha frakito. Shamana kora manakiata da go noho shangya na go noshkato da go brakya. Rivrato no kobri kehidi kambra. Maturo toho shang. Mi valatora, mi valatora, mi valatora. Gebarondoshki pa kalamanyata. Vivrando shunya nono gombri kafra katiga leke. Kibela dwa, kila badonya ni maratish kotonya ni kwa. Ile tohishyandia na makwa shete ni kabra fratiana no nombri. Ima na kora manahala kito. Bevele doshang jani gohra kaya na kahala kaya na kahala ya kangala gobra kafito. Ishwa jani kora manahali to makoto no koshe temre bedushwa. Bishwa tiana kora manakita malakita malakita frandesho tabe. Ishine kopra ka itene gahalaina hakanye hene kapra. Mesho toro kodosh kili brahtu ashon vene kodosh yete. Kivalu hushwa
Ili brutuaj, dobre fratinho, no 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 brequalo, no no go pre, preparatushka, danje de godoshka, da brakaya. Miso to no go, sheti lika. Miso to ho na kabita lenye, me koro kole kabelye, no 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 no, ne koro kadanye, ne koro kodoshke. Ili brata, ili brata, preda la kobre fratishko. Pijwa. Shanya na kohra batishko. Bijwa na hale katiana na kohra katifa. Kravidanyo na kohle kebratyo na kohbre kele kalayla. Mishu tutu dushwa tunu kushede kabra katifka. Kangolo hule penye ni kwari ama na kohra kodebele kanya ni kohra kodashka diye ni kohra kodoshkiri bratya. Ishidihisha, pray te breka laila, haladonya, haladonya, haladonya. Tivela durma nikwa, mashoto shibra tivela donya nikwa. Oh, blessed Lord, blessed Lord. Signo no kora kodo, bikata kalaka, bikale kambanya ni kora kodale kabrake. Ishidikoto, bahalakai, anakora mananye, nikohuru kodo sherie, brakai, anakohuru kodavra pizza. Mitu shwa, baladanya, nikohuru kodebre, beletu chu shwa, nikohuru maniko, kandiana, nikohuru kodo shkedinya, nikohuru. Ishidikoto shkatapika, nikoto shama. Mitu shwa, sikanyo. Mele tuhu supra tushua dala gabrati anna kono kopabi varadanye. Meshe ne kobra kafla di anduru kobra. Ida na gobre, sila na gobre, sila na gobre. Ishanto na goho shetia di kahalai. Kili kada, mato na goho bakala kada halakaya. Mango na goho doi shetia di goho shakchata, goho shakchana. Kivra hala kora mananya na kohora kadishka tanya na kohora godohi shakcheki. Ibili twa shandora manakya. Ili bitwa shene kwa. Madudubra, madudubra. Mutya verba dele, tohora kotam breka na kodoshke debra kwa. Ibili tu ramaya ningoloshka tibra kahalito. Malitura baha shende ni kobra kalakai. Ijandelo kohora kabra, kafri kalakanya, kodora kohobre kele kondieke. Ijandelo kohore kabre kieba, noro kohprakya na kohora bandinyo. Ijandelo kohore kebele, danyo na kohobre kalakangarandi, andoro kohjodele kondiandoro kohdebre benikwa. Ijandelo kohtamba. I celebrare ca, ya na 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 na, che è tutto con gli asciante e le godosca. Mi ci ho tutto il capo, il papà, vieni con gli alle cose del capo, e cade calanca, mamma, no, vieni qua. Mi scotobre qua, mi scotobre qua. Se ci sono lì, non ho ancora ballato, non ho ancora godosca, non ho ancora ballato, non ho ancora cadisco. I balada na koria manaki ama na kope ki te kawa. I jiri kote ho shangi na godori petana na nache. I gila gara te hele kambra kata ko ho shete. Ko balataya ba bila donya manye ni kohalai la badudu shwa da sheto. Kiri gahalaka, akala kokombe e jiri goshwa. Kevra dushwa, parakadeha shonde ne kohoro kutoshka tibra. Kevile tihishwa, mankoro kutoshya kete. Ili brata ha shonde ne kohoro shokchakta, tako ho shokya. Emenequa, caricatele cacai. Amanacueri, on un tonche de cotosque, tale catane, nicora cotosque de pa. Cu brevre doaș, un delicat bi, la coromaniana cohoroco de le cacaia, atti de coho jangei, atti de coho da calmia. Pe toaș, antero, no, 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 ne cohoroco toșcă tibra. Trevanio na cohoroco de le le. Je de codore dali kangara ka dali kombra, se kata ha shangye ne kotora ka tito. E je ne makwa, e je ne me de kara ka danye, ne kora ma nanya na kohora ka masa tesh. Ibili dua, ili bi dua, mangala kito. Mangala kakavre barandushko doho shangye ne ma. Pain in Ivarakayanaka, Ali Bradashka Tanjeli Godoshka Takaka. Ede Kobre, Fratashkan Topri Katakalahalaila. Kenakora Manakaya, the Kora Kodosheda, the Gogabri, Nilikopa, Babrastonia, Milikopi, Talakole Kapaya, Nunyana Mochi. Oh, precious Father. Oh, la scaliata. Mandi la tenie. La stian tope canacai. Oh, Father, peșua toto non niangi ne comprati a tra cambre e strettanie. Ishato, ma quello che ho capito non comprese di campo a casa e le togne me ne qua. E ve le tue scotto, e ve le cahala caiana cahala canga, e ci ricondosce che ti braca la cahala cambra, ti hanno cambra che ti conosciamo. E ve le tue. Ele betua, ele betua, ele betua, kakai, nakahala kapito. Bless the name of Jesus. Bless the name of the Lord. Oh, Most High. Fredo lo copre frande. Milo dojange ne korokota, breka la kakai, nakohoro kotoshka, tanche ne kotoshka. Lebra hataka, malakandiaja. Proski di menua, tolo gohele kaiata, muske via paki. Gravi donya makola beleti, e dua manakora manache, e balatutu. Grivi anaka letie. Gabido tua, ma shonga le kohore kabido, gabra katiana, non ombri kale kabai. Bojwa nieri karamanangi, le de le kabra, kale kadavri, bele doshe, de le koro koto prekata prakatia. Oh, samanika. Give it a compre, kele galahalaila. Ishe de bako kwa. Mekoro koto hishangele koto koto ko baka lakaya na kahala kabra. Mandolo doho shake. Mandolo bohura kapito ko prakatinyo no kohura katishka. Ishe de kopra. Prandili kohura koto shkite prekotinyo no kwa avije. Ajata ko brebre to shvata la kohumbanya na kohura koto shkite koto shka. Alle prete frane ne kohora katashka. Ili bratua, mashito no konde ne kohode kaprete de kopra hafai. Ni tulu kopra frata la komplete ana na kope. Isha na ma kwale kode le kope kete ka frane ne kode do kope kiri katabre. Isha na ma chua, isha na ma kwale. Thank you. run di ne kapa. Run di ne ka. Push where di amba. Push where di andobre, frekala kaya anda le goho jakta. Que chapeau, Kabilate, kabilato. Oh, manico, Beletu, tu, ashen de la cora. Kiri conjante de goto, jantiata de goton, choro gotoske de ka. E che le avrandi ora, battisco tutti che frangono quali pene con che le mangio. Che ve le chitia, che ve le chitia, caparatesco, congere, comprà. Me li tua, sale con breve, di li cocorianto, tutto goccetti. Mi sciato lo cocoracai, mando lo cocorò sciacchetto. Gala Gabre che frattanci le godoscatia, tutto do goje. Geneva tua, pito do gohora capalia, tonia ne gohora catange. Icca la cafraca do cobrete, frandia la cahara cagnato. Cate godobre, cate cadaha shandie, ne cadaha la cafatia, la cadaha shandie, le godofi shakieti. Se per tua masciotete e di capa. Mi badoge d'ottombre, quare cadala ti, tutto cobracchi fata. E io non coro cattiglia, non ho niente cuore, bebe, per coscia papa, le togno una capa. Mi cade il cuore, mamma, che è? Ma c'è un dolore che ti ho scherzo. E c'è una gondola che è fraccata alla cai, ma tutto è dolce a cene. Ma tutto è cobra che ti hanno una cobra. I palatini e i cahalaila, halaila. Mangio la cobra che ti ha fraccata, hanno cotto con me. E c'è di cobra che dolce che ti ha fraccata, cahalaca, paca la cobra mannico. Kebra kati hishai. Ashko nini kwa. Masho nini kwa, pala kumbra kata kapakya, no kuro kodo jendye, ibele tua, masito, masito, masito. Kebeli ta, nini kuro kumbra kityana, no nombre, kati kondoshki da braka la kaya. Ino non nini kwa. Me ne cuore conosce dietro il godo scelte, il godo la patta campra, che già c'è una cuore battaglia. E si dico, scianto, lo godo scelte, le godo scelte, tabrica, le godo scelte. E li braccia, mangio il godo scelte, avrà cuore, lo, cappellettito. Cambalatito, cambalatito, cambalatito. Mangi la cotosce te, piatti fra. E meno qua, Maria, tono in la caglia, la caglia. Dearest Heavenly Father, I'm just overcome by the thought that every person on this line at one point in their life you baptized them with the Holy Spirit, and they were able to speak with tongues. And you've drawn them into a prayer force to meet together today in your name, to lift our voices as you give us utterance. And I want to thank you for them and their faithfulness. And then I want to thank you for all you did in the life of Max, to bring him to your very self, to baptize him with your Holy Spirit, to give him the gift of discerning of spirits to operate in his life. And then, Lord, to give him and use him in interpretation in a special way so that you can speak directly to us You said in that prayer that you gave us, the interpretation that Autumn Assembly, that you love to speak directly to us and have us understand you. And, oh, Father, we love the same. And thank you for it. And now we respectfully approach hearing what the interpretation of what we prayed today. In Jesus' name, we thank you.
Hallelujah.
Are you ready, Brother Max?
Yes. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I am sincere. First line here. I am sincere and full of mercy. I am sincere and full of mercy. This statement, the healing of the lands with an S is here now. The healing of the lands is here now. Next line is Proverbs 4:7. Proverbs 4:7. Next statement. The wisdom form first. The wisdom form first.
F-O-R-M?
Yes.
Thank you.
Yeah, the wisdom form first with good mercy and fruits.
Fruits. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
F-R-U-I-T-S.
Correct. With good mercy and fruits. In this prayer, with my prophet and friend. This part is underlined. It's the same sentence. Come with my prophet and friend. Come knowledge and understanding. So, come knowledge and understanding is underlined. I'll read the whole statement again. The wisdom form first with good mercy and fruits in this prayer with my prophet and friend. Underlined part, come knowledge and understanding. So you got all of it, Miss Philly?
Yes, The wisdom form first with good mercy and fruits in this prayer with my prophet and friend, and then underline, come knowledge and understanding.
Correct. Next line is Psalm 37, verse 30. Psalm 37, verse 30. Next line is Ephesians, the book of Ephesians 5, verses 15 and 16. So Psalm 37, Ephesians 5, 15 and 16, 1-6. Next statement, I am with you both. And you, church, to be with them in prayer. Wisdom found in those who seek my advice. Okay, I read it again. I'll slow down.
Mm-hmm.
I am with you both. And you, church, to be with them in prayer, wisdom found in those who seek my advice. So I'll read this in one more time here. I am with you both, and you, church, to be with them in prayer. Wisdom found in those who seek my advice. Okay. Then the Lord give us Colossians with a C. Colossians 4, verses 5 and 6. And give us Colossians again. Chapter 2, verse 2 and 3. Colossians chapter 2, verses 2 and 3. One more scripture. James 3:17. James 3:17. Next statement. It is all, A-L-L, it is all because of me. And that's who you are in me today. Okay, there's underlined parts, which is an end of it. I'll read it again, and I'll let you know when to start the underline. It is all because of me. And that's who, now the underline part, you are in me today. So you are in me today is underlined. I'll read it again. It is all because of me, and that's who, underline part, you are in me today. Okay. Next line or statement, scripture, 1 Corinthians 1:30. 1 Corinthians 1:30. James 1:5. I know this one. James 1:5. Next statement. Also, maybe a little long. Here we go. You have come to the right place. You have come to the right place. For this whole thing to be over. The next move, in the United States, stay united in me. Wow. Okay, I'll read it again. You have come to the right place. For this whole thing to be over, the next move in the United States, stay united in me.
Wow.
I think that's a lot there. Yeah, I'll read it again. Mm-hmm. Just make sure everybody wrote it down.
Okay, so.
Yeah. You have come to the right place for this whole thing to be over. The next move in the United States, stay united in me.
Mm.
Praise the Lord. Second, Chronicles, yeah, Chronicles, 2 Chronicles, 7, chapter 7, verse 14, 1-4. 2 Chronicles, 7:14. Luke 10:27. Luke 10:27. Colossians with a C, 1:16. Colossians 1:16. All right. This line is underlined, or the statement is underlined, all of it. No more division, and no more tension. Yeah, that's tension. No more division, and no more division, and no more tension within my church. That's the statement. I'll read it again, and it's all underlined. No more division, and no more tension within my church. All right. No more division and no more tension within my church.
Oh,
statement.
Praise God. Yeah. Grant that, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. And of course, I believe he's telling us to stop it. Get together for this election. Okay, praise the Lord. Next statement. You have the voice and the way to my government. I can't even pronounce the word, praise the Lord. You have the voice and the way to my government. During this time of division. Yeah. There's more to it. And doubt. Oh no, that's debate. I apologize. D-E-B-A-T-E, right?
Debate.
Yeah, debate. This part is underlined. I need to read this again over and over so everybody can get it. But this part is underlined. I am in control of your nations within us. I am in control of your nations. I am in control of, your nations within us. Is underlined. So I'm going to start from the beginning now, again. You have the voice and the way to my government during this time of division and debate. This part is underlined. I am in control of your nations. That's the statement. Praise the Lord. Next statement. I'm going to read it one more time. I'm sensing people missing some words there. You have the voice and the way to my government during this time of division and debate. This part is underlined. I am in control of your nations. Next line. Proverbs 11:14. Proverbs 11:14. Psalm 22:28. Verse 28. Psalm chapter 22, verse 28. Proverbs 19:19, verse 21. Proverbs 19:21. Next statement. In my name, pray, church. In my name, pray, church. That your nations, in my name, pray, church, that your nations will see that in me you change the times. Oh, and the season. Okay. I move the envelope, there is more. So I'm going to read it again from the beginning. So after Proverbs 19:21, the statement goes like this. In my name, pray, church, that your nations will see that in me you change the time or the times, and there is an S, times, I believe. You change the times and the season. Hallelujah. Okay. Next statement. Children, believers, you can rest in the assurance I will stand with you. Well, that's the statement. I'll read it again. Children, believers, you can rest in the assurance, A-S-S-U-R-A-N-C-E, I will stand with you. And that's the statement.
Is any of this underlined?
No.
Thank you.
Yeah. Children, believers, you can rest in the assurance I will stand with you. Next statement. This statement is underlined. Do this without fear. Rest in my peace. That's the statement. Do this without fear. Rest in my peace. And it's all underlined. Do this without fear. Rest in my peace. All right. 1 Corinthians 1:10. Psalm 47:8. Psalm 47:4-7-8. Romans 14:1-4. Romans 14:19. Romans 14:19. Wow, there's more. Praise the Lord. Okay. Next statement. Okay. In all things, I am good. As you believe in your prayer, calm, C-A-L-M, your anxieties. Yeah, that's anxieties. Oh, this part is underlined. Oh, this is a really long statement. Half of it is underlined. Okay, I'm going to stop here. I'm going to repeat this, and then we'll go to the underlined part.
Yeah, repeat
and I will
it. Repeat it.
It.
Yeah, repeat the whole thing. I'm kind of lost a little bit here.
Yeah, okay. All right. In all things, I am good. As you believe in your prayer, calm your anxieties with an S.
Calm your
anxieties.
And could you spell it, please?
A-N-X-I-E-T-I-E-S.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Calm your anxieties.
Okay. Yeah, you said better than me. Praise the Lord.
In all things, I am good. As you believe in your prayer, calm your anxieties.
Correct. Now, it's the same sentence. It goes on with underlined. So it's not over yet. Now, this part is underlined. I give you peace during this season. And understanding the outcome. My word says that I change all. And this is all underlined. I'll read it again. I give you peace during this season. And understanding the outcome, my word says that I change all. Okay, praise the Lord. So I'm going to read all of it, and I will highlight the underline from the beginning here. In all things, I am good, as you believe in your prayer, calm your anxieties. This part is underlined. I give you peace during the season and understanding the outcome. My word says that I change all.
Okay.
Praise the Lord. Next statement is Titus, the book of Titus, 3, chapter 3, verses 1 and 2. Titus 3, 1 and 2. Psalm 103, chapter 103, verses 19 and 20. Psalm 103, 19 and 20. Romans 13, 1 3, chapter 13, verses 1 through 3. Romans 13, 1 through 3. Well, there's one more here. Philippians 4, verses 6 and 7. Philippians 4, chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Next statement, this one is underlined, all of it. Trust that I am the only one who can change your life in prayer. Okay, it's all underlined. I'll read it again. Trust that I am the only one who can change your life in prayer. That's the whole statement, and it's all underlined. Trust that I'm the only one who can change your life in prayer. Next statement. First Timothy 2, chapter 2, verses 1 through 6. 1 Timothy 2, 1 through 6. Okay. Next statement. Process. Yeah, that's process. Process my words this morning. Process my words this morning. As you must always point your hearts within us toward me. Oh, there's more. I am still moving. I'll read it again. Process my words with an S this morning, as you must always point your hearts toward me. I am still moving. That's the statement. Process my words this morning, as you must always point your hearts toward me. I am still moving. Next line, Isaiah 40:31. Isaiah 40:31. Trust in me.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Yes. Thank you, Father. I am sincere. I am sincere and full of mercy. The healing of the lands is here now. Proverbs 4:7. Wisdom is the principal thing. Get wisdom, and with all thy getting, get understanding. The wisdom form first, with good mercy and fruits, in this prayer with my prophet and friend, come knowledge and understanding.
Yes.
And come knowledge and understanding is underlined.
Correct.
Psalm 37:30. The mouth of the righteous speaks wisdom, and his tongue speaks justice. Ephesians 5:15-16. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. This is the New American. Therefore, be careful how you walk, not as unwise men, but as wise, making the most of your time, because the days are evil. I am with you both, and you, church, to be with them in prayer. Wisdom found in those who seek my advice. Colossians 4:5-6. Walk in wisdom toward them that are without, redeeming the time. Let your speech be always with grace, seasoned with salt, that you may know how you ought to answer every man. Colossians 2:2-3. That their hearts might be comforted, being knit together in love, and unto all riches of the full assurance of understanding, to the acknowledgement of the mystery of God and of the Father and of Christ, in whom are hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. Much about wisdom today.
Yeah. And peace.
James 3:7. Is that right? James 3:17.
17, yeah, sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
but the wisdom from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, open to reason, full of mercy and good fruits, impartial and sincere. That's an amazing, amazing scripture. The wisdom that is from above.
Thank
it tells you what its attributes are so that you can judge whether that wisdom is coming from above or from below. Okay. It is all because of me. That's who you are in me today. And you are in me today is underlined. 1 Corinthians 1:30. And because of him, you are in Christ Jesus, who became to us wisdom from God, righteousness, and sanctification, and redemption. Hallelujah. James 1:5. If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask God, who gives to all generously and without reproach, and it will be given to him. You have come to the right place for this whole thing to be over. The next move in the United States, stay united in me. 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people, who are called by my name, humble themselves and pray, and seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land. Notice in there you have to turn. You have to turn. You can't just say over and over and over, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. You have to turn. So that's what we need. We need administrations and governments on all levels that will let us make a turn. Luke 10:27. And he answered, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy strength, and with all thy mind, and thy neighbor as thyself. Colossians 1:16. For by him were all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created by him and for him. No more division and no more tension within my church. You have the voice and the way to my government during this time of division and debate. Then underlined, I am in control of your nations.
Mm-hmm.
Proverbs 11:14. Where there is no counsel or guidance, a people falls. But in an abundance of counselors, there is safety. Psalm 22:28. For kingship belongs to the Lord, and he rules over the nations. Proverbs 19:21. Many are the plans in the mind of a man, but it is the purpose or counsel of the Lord that will stand. You know, it says there's safety in many counselors. You can go to a lot of men, you'll get all mixed up. But if you go to the Word of God and seek His advice, Psalm 119 says that His Word is our counselors, is our counsel.
In my name, pray, church, that your nations will see that in me you change the times and the seasons. Yes. Children, believers, you can rest in the assurance, I will stand with you. Underlined, do this without fear. Rest in my peace. Now, what do I think this means? You're not going to change the time and the season. We're in the times and the season. But you can change what happens during those times and seasons. He's told us over and over, these are the times, these are the seasons. Okay, it can be better or it can be worse. And it's going to depend on us.
On us.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. 1 Corinthians 1:10. Now I beseech you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you all speak the same thing, and that there be no divisions among you, but that you may be perfectly joined together in the same mind and in the same judgment. Hallelujah. We're going to make these changes if we can be united, which is just what he talked to us about before.
Yeah.
Psalm 47:8. God reigns over the nations. God sits on his holy throne.
Wow.
Romans 14:19. So then, let us pursue what makes for peace and for mutual upbuilding.
That's it?
Mm-hmm. Okay. In all things, I am good. As you believe in your prayer, calm your anxieties. And then underlined, I give you peace during this season and understanding the outcome. My word says that I change all. Titus 3:1-2. Put them in mind to be subject to rulers and authorities, to be obedient, to be ready for every good work, to speak evil of no one, to avoid quarreling, to be gentle, and to show perfect courtesy toward all men or all people.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Psalm 103:19-20. The Lord has established his throne in the heavens, and his kingdom rules over all. Bless the Lord, O you, his angels, you mighty ones who do his word, obeying the voice of his word. And hear what he just said to us? My word says that I change all.
Yeah.
Romans 13:1-3. Let every person be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God. And those that exist have been instituted by God. Therefore, whoever resists the authorities resists what God has appointed, and those who resist will incur judgment. For rulers are not a terror to good conduct, but to bad. Would you have no fear of the one who is in authority? Then do what is good, and you will receive his approval.
Mm.
Philippians 4:6-7. Remember, we have seen that this has to do with the authority that he institutes.
Yeah.
And I believe we're going to have some good. Hallelujah.
Oh, yes. Praise the Lord.
Do not fret or have any anxiety about anything. But in every circumstance, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God,
which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
And next line is underlined. Trust that I am the only one who can change your life in prayer. 1 Timothy 2, 1 through 6. First of all, then, I urge that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgiving be made for all people, for kings, and for all who are in high positions or in authority, so that we may lead a tranquil and quiet life in all godliness and dignity. This is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth.
Uh-huh.
For there is one God and one mediator also between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself as a ransom for all, the testimony given at the proper time. Folks, this prayer is that we may lead a quiet and tranquil life. And we're going to pray this prayer on our noon prayer. We're going to obey this right here.
Okay.
And remember that I'm going to be out at Prayer Mountain at noon prayer, so you won't be, we won't be able to give you an exact time. But if you'll watch billybrim.org, or you'll go on the prayer call and select where it says listen only, then whenever we get to the prayer, you'll be there. And we are going to pray this prayer right here because he told us to. That's going to be what we do. All right. Process my words this morning, as you must always point your hearts toward me. I am still moving. Isaiah 40, verse 31. Those who wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. And they shall walk and not faint. Pastor Corrine Cardoza I gave her a brand new Bible with wide margins and asked her to record the verses God gave us. She brought that Bible to me. She's brought it up to, she had to start it 2021, but she's brought it, or 2020, I think she started. But she had to go back, so she's now up to October 2023. I've taken a look at the Bible, and it's amazing to see which scriptures he has given us over and over. One of them he's given us so many times is Philippians 4, 6. Do not fret or have any anxiety about anything. And what we're going to do at noon prayer is we're going to make our requests known to God, not fretting, not having any anxiety, but obeying him in our prayers together. I shall see you at noon. Shalom, shalom.
Shalom, shalom.